But see, that's it. We have so much drainage, don't you say? By the time a big rain comes, and if it rises up, well, it isn't long till it goes off on down, because we it drains here. I don't know how I'll have to explain it, but
yeah.
We don't. It isn't flat. We on the hillside. I reckon we just slope down, you know, drains.
Well, something bigger than a creek would be
a pool, a pond. You know, because
yeah.
You can dam up where this, if somebody wanted a big pool, they go down here somewhere and dam up a place and for a big pool.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, if they wanted it.
Do you have any sloughs around here?
No, we don't have any sloughs either.
Okay.
Well, that's it. On the hills, you sloughs now in the delta, that's where they have the sloughs.
Yes.
Because you see, it's sloughs in the bayous, don't you see? Because that's where the water, where they, you know, stand, just like in Louisiana, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have a lot of those in the deltas. But of course, now they've worked so much to get that out off that good land, fertile land.
Now, what is it they have up in Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Smoky.
Huh?
Well, something. You have hills, y'all have hills around here, right?
Yeah, they have mountains in Tennessee. No, this is the hills of Mississippi. Well, they have the mountains begin in Tennessee, you know. That's where the mountains begin there. From Tennessee on up. See, we have the, in Chattanooga is the Lookout Mountain.
Yes.
You can stand on top of that and see seven states. On Lookout Mountain on a clear day. Well, now from Tennessee on, we have a good many mountains in Alabama, you know, up the northern part.
Yeah.
Cause, and that on Tennessee on up is the mountains.
This is the hills of Mississippi?
Hills of Mississippi.
About as high as it gets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right around in here from here on up. Up about to Holly Springs up in there. This is about as high as hills are.
Well, up at Chattanooga, you're looking over a what?
Bluff. That's a big bluff up there when you go up on the mountain at Chattanooga.
Okay. Up in the mountains where the road goes through, what do you call that?
Mountain pass, I reckon.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'd never say.
You ever see a place where, what about a place where boats would come up and freight would be unloaded?
That would be locks, I reckon.
Uh-huh, docks.
Docks are locks, and you know they got a big one in Tulsa that they have opened. I had a friend in Tulsa I went to see, and she took me down, and you know that waterway opens into the Mississippi River, comes through Tulsa?
Yes, ma'am. Tulsa.
Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that is, but I wish I had some stuff, but on what happened. I've had too much. My brain don't take so much when I go so much. But anyway, this thing was enormous. Big ships go through it,
uh-huh.
You know. It's about as big as the ones down in New Orleans that come up the Mississippi. It's locked. It has locks to it, this thing in Tulsa. Oh, it's a bit outside of Tulsa a little.
Now, you mentioned about the roads around here. What were the roads like early?
Mud. Nothing but mud.
Mud when it rained and...
Dust when it was dry. Mud and dust. Up till, I reckon it was about 20... In the late 20s, early 30s, before we even got a road down here like this. It was dusty in the summer and muddy in the winter. Well, I'm talking about mud. If I had been to town in a buggy, and I would have to stop, and I'd have a pole in the buggy and poke the mud out of the wheels so that the horse could just be me in the buggy. And you didn't go much because it's too hard to work. We'd wait till it dried up to go. We'd go in between rains.
Now, the kind of a hard, white paved road that you had, white road you had along here?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all get those around here?
Uh-huh.
Like a city side?